And I'm really delighted that some of you really made it despite winter storms, Juno, and despite challenging economic circumstances to travel to join colleagues and to share ideas from our discipline's top player. Nothing can replace this real-time meetings, these opportunities to exchange ideas with colleagues from multiple disciplines, ranging really from physical chemistry to psychiatry, from hematology to home therapies, and from physiology to physics. It was very interesting, actually, for me to look back on the 2010 program and to compare it with this year's conference. Back then, we would discuss bundling, how bundling will affect hemodialysis. We witnessed heated debates about dialysate calcium, learned about myocardial stunning, and asked the question if the bioartificial kidney, the bioartificial dialyzer was ready for prime time, just to name a view. This year's program looks very different. It is as diverse as it has never been before. Why? Well, it may be a reflection of this island of knowledge concept. In this metaphor, the entirety of our knowledge is represented as an island, as a very tiny island in the midst of a large ocean of ignorance. And the length of its shores represents the number of sensible questions we can ask, of the number of hypotheses we can, so to speak, throw out into the ocean. Whenever knowledge is gained, the island would grow and the shoreline would grow also. So in a way, knowledge begets questions, and that's why I think this program has become much more diverse than it was maybe 5 years ago, because this nephrology island has grown substantially since 2010, resulting in more questions, more diverse concepts, more diverse discussion points and debates. Consequently, this year's conference covers topics as diverse as, for example, sudden death and chemoinformatics, SALT public policy and vasculoglycocalyps, and lung ultrasound and bioengineered kidney. On Friday, the Global Health Workshop will address the state of dialysis in Ghana, Haiti, Ivory Coast, and the prospects of telemedicine and telementoring and the use of homemade PD fluids. The question is, of course, has all this research really changed and improved our patients' outcomes and their experience of care? Well, I think there is some good news. With the lowest hemodialysis mortality rate ever reported by the USRDS, down from 294 in 1988 to something like 183 2 years ago. This is certainly encouraging. However, other metrics, such as, for example, the 120-day mortality rate, has stayed essentially flat over the last 30 years. Today, as you know, more than 20 million Americans suffer from kidney disease, many of whom are undiagnosed and untreated. And some 600,000 Americans have end-stage renal disease, with 400,000 of them relying on dialysis to stay alive. And ESRD, I mean, it's not just a chronic disease. It's actually one of the, and complicated disease, actually one of the most malignant diseases we know, akin to many, all sorts of cancer. Last year, kidney disease killed around 90,000 Americans. That's the equivalent of two jumbo jets every other day. And it's more than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Yet, while end-of-life care is integral part of oncology care, our discipline, nephrology, has only recently started to address this profoundly human issue. The renal discourse has been long, maybe too long, been dominated by questions about dialysis adequacy over adequacy of care and quality of life, short dialysis over shortness of life. Therefore, one focus of this conference is to address from multiple angles our patients' suffering, the realities of decline and mortality, and the ultimate limits of our capabilities. We have anticipated, of course, that topics like this will stimulate very controversial discussions, which are very much welcome, knowing that they are indispensable prerequisite for progress. Actually, this is the premise on which conferences like this ones are built. It's the purpose of this conference. RI's annual conference would have been impossible without the passion and dedicated work of many people, foremost Mary Carter and Ingrid Adelsberger and John Caligari. My special thanks really go to the program committee, John Perkert, John DeGerdes, Maria Ferris, Seth Johnson, Jeroen Komen, Martin Kuhlmann, Nathan Levine, Roberto Pecuafili, Neil Powell, Mitch Rosner, Frank van der Sande, Stefan Tyson, and Jeannie Jacobs. I'd also like to thank the speakers for the preparation, the sponsors and exhibitors for the vital support. Special thanks also to the ISN, NKF, RPA, ES, SKCF for the endorsement of the conference. Just before we start the conference, a few additional important things. Your feedback is extremely important to us. It really helps on building on the success of the conference, find ways of improvement and shape the future programming. We continue to seek ways to determine if and or how the material we present impacts your practice and your patient care. For everyone who attends the conference today, please take a moment and complete the six confidence questions that appear on the first page. For those who attended the 2014 conference, please take a moment and complete the six reflection questions that appear on page two. We'd like to learn really more about how and if your practice has changed and how it relates to specific topics we addressed last year. You will be given an opportunity to interact more directly with the speakers through the use of an audience response system. And I think it might be a good time right now just to see how this works. So may I ask for the test slides? And I think all of you have the audio response system in front of you. So just for your to test the system, quick question, which country did you arrive from, or continent actually, Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, Latin America, North America? And I think then there is something like 10 seconds time to answer. That's correct? Okay, just give it a try. Okay, so most came from North America, and then second, I think, is Asia. Okay, so I guess it has worked to some extent. Let's try another one. What's your professional background? Okay, thank you. So I think that the system appears to work, which is good, and I really hope that the speakers have many slides which will help us really to use this interactive system. Now, before we start, I would like to remind you that there is a welcome reception tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the exhibit ballroom, and there is also poster presentations during Wednesday and Thursday of the conference. And please take the time to visit this poster presentation.